Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Biden looks like a reptile.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, Obama was president. Things were happier around the country.
And James Strebel.
No, good.
Settle down.
No. Cal tried to get old.
Here we go, Avery. He got old.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Okay, so Jordan Burks and Joey Hart are on campus, Dan. And
Plan B.
Talk to me about Plan B, Dan.
Three stars? We're getting excited about three stars?
I don't know if it's excitement more than just right.
One of them committed to Central Florida, and we're excited about that? I don't think so, my friend.
Hour here presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, CoxsLouisville.com. They got you covered, all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, and they're delivering CoxsLouisville.com, Evergreen Liquors locations, all that great bourbon, Kentucky bourbon, craft beer selection as well. So get ready for the week, and then in a few days, get ready for the weekend at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. 437-9680, that's the UPS Jobs text line. We have talked about the flailing John Calipari. And you know, we've had that conversation. Strebel's not like that. We will get into the live stuff on the back end.
Okay.
Why I say that, we may just never get
into it at all.
Into it at all.
May not happen.
Fantastic and funny. but we may do that as well. Jacob DeGrom having Tommy John surgery.
I did just see that on the old timeline. Yes.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Viper. Get him ready.
No.
Get him ready. About 4 years away, buddy.
Nope.
You're 13, 14 years old. We give that bionic arm, baby.
Nope.
Let's go.
We're good.
Well, angels in the outfield. Was it rookie of the
rookie
year?
Rookie of the year. Yeah,
rookie of the year.
Yeah, he had that speed. Ball, baby.
Yes, he did. So, okay, 437-9680. I said something a couple weeks ago, and I said it 90-95%. We were just BSing, having fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a random Tuesday here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, and then, you know, I've been out of town the last few days, so I saw old Louie Lager.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Louie, and he's like, you know, I know you were just kidding around, but I actually think it's the right take. And that is, DJ Wagner should be at U of L.
No, he shouldn't.
And think about this.
He should not.
Think about this. Then they wouldn't have to go get Sky Clark. So little Trey White, okay?
Yeah.
Little DJ Wagner. And then Bradshaw should have just went with him.
No.
And they'd have, you know, Towers. They'd have Dennis Evans and Huntley Hadfield and Aaron Bradshaw.
Right, Dennis Evans and Brandon Huntley Hadfield, right up there with Bradshaw
Towers,
and the talent.
And
yeah.
It would have been like, I'm looking at it right now. Kentucky doesn't have a team. And here's what it is, Strebel, and I mean this in all seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is going to be feast or famine. Cal is going to pull off the ultimate magic trick. He's going to bring himself back from the dead. He's going to be buried 6 feet under, and he's going to rise. He is going to move the pillar and get. I was trying to think of a biblical term. Where was Jesus' tomb?
Oh, Lazarus. Lazarus was Jesus' friend. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
Lazarus.
Yeah.
That this is what was going to happen.
Right.
Or it's going to be like,
done.
Or you're going to know it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to know it's done. And
this is the team.
And
Joey Hart.
That this is it. And it's just, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
DJ, Dewan, sitting around the table, you know, little family dinner.
Family dinner, yeah.
And they got to be thinking, damn, what's Kenny doing?
No, they don't think of that one
while
bit.
Cal's flailing.
They're not thinking
they're
about Kenny
on
Payne
the,
at all.
Oh, my God, look at this. I mean, they're looking at the Twitter. Poor DJ's looking at Twitter. He sees all this.
Yeah.
He sees all this carnage. He sees all that's left is Daryl Bird.
Well, he could see that all he wants. Then he go back and look and see that Kenny Payne won four games last season, and that the book
that
is out.
That was then. This is now.
And I'm telling you right now.
The book's out on Cal. Obviously.
No, the book's out on Cal. No, I agree with that.
The best they can give DJ Wagner is Joey Hart.
Oh, no.
He could have got Trey White.
He's not giving him Justin Edwards or Aaron Bradshaw or Rob Dillingham. I mean, none of that. But he'd rather have Sky Clark. He'd rather have Sky Clark.
Clark.
You have bum ass Brandon Huntley Hatfield
Trey
who can't
White.
Play. Well, Trey White, also the greatest basketball player to ever live, I guess. And then what about Brandon Huntley Hatfield? He didn't play hardly read the whole season. JJ Traynor coming off the bench. Is that sound like a good situation? The guy from Miami,
Bradshaw,
you don't know his name?
Bradshaw, Dennis
Evans. No, you
can't
get me to fall
Twin
down
Tower,
this.
Dump, Twin
no,
Towers.
It's not Twin
DJ
Towers.
DJ Wagner, Trey White.
No, the real Twin Towers are Ugonon Yinsoh and Bradshaw. That's the real Twin Towers. Oh, Dennis Evans. Oh. You're falling in love with Dennis Evans with the goggles who Travis Branham told can't get up and down the floor? That's what you like? Okay, you ride with that. You have fun with that squad.
Oh,
have fun
man.
With the Kenny Payne coach. No, I agree. Calipari is stinking in the offseason. DJ Wagner.
DJ's got to have a little buyer's remorse.
He's got. Andy,
he has to.
Andy,
he has
could,
to.
He could have gone there.
His,
no,
he could have gone anywhere.
His grandfather was there.
Yeah, I know. He could have gone anywhere.
He has zero buyer's remorse. He didn't want to go there. He didn't want anything to do with Louisville then. He didn't want anything to do with Louisville now.
I know.
0%.
He was wrong.
He's right.
He might be wrong. He might be looking at his decision and saying, damn, sometimes you win some. And sometimes you lose.
And he goes and watches Kenny Payne on the sideline doing the, this is how you play defense stance and not coach.
Listen, Kenny said it last year. He talks to people in the NBA and they say, Kenny, you're running good stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Never said that.
Who's he talking?
We're running great stuff.
You know, Donovan Mitchell, is that the guy telling him that in the NBA?
Jack Harlow.
Donnie Mitchell and Jack Harlow.
Texas says, what was Locke tweeting about Liv?
I mean,
go look yourself. He's been tweeting all day about it.
It's like 12 hours now of Liv golf tweets from Lachlan McClain's all he's talked about the entire time.
Texas says Strebel is flailing as well. He knows it.
I know Cal's flailing. But DJ
Wagner. No, you're flailing. You know that.
I'm not flailing.
Oh, you have to. You have to be flailing. Your team's flailing.
My team's flailing. I'm good. Well, I'm living my life. I'm feeling great.
I'm saying your fandom here. I mean, it's not that you're not going to be
not
a fan, but
I'm disappointed, and I'm sad.
BBN is flailing as a whole. I think that's
fair. Is true. Yes, 100% true. Yes, we are flailing with Cal because I don't know where to look or where to go to find good players, and neither does he, apparently.
Texter says 4379680. If DJ went to U of L, at least he could practice 5-on-5 with scholarship players. These freshmen playing against student managers in practice. Whatever happened to come to Kentucky to practice versus the best of the best? We talked about that
the first
at 3:15. We talked about that. And at 5:05, I 100% agree.
No, I do agree with that.
100%.
Yeah, the idea that you come and you practice against other pros and other lottery
now
picks,
Joey Hart.
It's not happening right now. No, it is. It's embarrassing, and it's Cal's fault. And the margin for error, as it's built right now, is extremely small. Like I think the starting five can be
zero injuries.
100%. The starting five, I think, is going to be really damn good. Beyond that, it's a bleep show. 100% bleep show.
Texas says Diener doesn't like Nance. Oh, I bet he does.
I think Diener likes Jim Nance. I've not heard that Diener doesn't like Jim Nance. Not that I would.
Texas says, Sweeney, you're trolling. I'm just saying, this kid was, okay, Strebel's right. He wasn't going to Louisville. I mean, that much was clear.
Right.
Okay? So I'm not acting like it wasn't a done deal early on. Even though either we didn't know that, we couldn't believe it, or some Louisville fans, they did not want to believe it until it was ultimately too late. The reality is, that is the reality. What I'm saying is, we believed the only other reality was Milt and Kenny.
Yeah.
And in this odd way, I mean, it's Cal's fault for making it to where these rosters aren't close.
Yeah, Hunter, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And they're closer than they should be.
Yeah.
When you have the this.
Yeah.
They're closer than they should be. And so, yes, I'm saying it, I don't want tongue in cheek, but it's like one of those things where it's a dumb what if. It's a what if he could do it again.
Knowing the
Aaron
future.
Aaron Bradshaw and or just DJ Wagner. Yes, knowing the future that Cal is
failing.
Not surrounding DJ and Rob and Edwards with the appropriate
talent
around them to succeed and to get better at practice and doing this dopey trip in like 5 weeks is like
now they're just, leaving less than a month, Andy. I mean, it's
and it's like they're so of course when the other side of this funny talk is Louisville, is Kenny Payne, is Papaw,
yeah,
and right now Louisville has a better accessory roster.
It's a more complete roster. There's no arguing
that. Than Kentucky does. I know it's still let the cake bake, but this is one of those things where it's like, it's starting to bubble.
It's bubbling.
What are we going? We got to pull this thing out of the oven now, like in the next few seconds.
It's going to spill over. It is going to be on fire.
Din's gone.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying.
DJ's thing. I mean, DJ Wagner's on Twitter. What do you think he sees? What do they think he sees about this team, this big year, where Strebel, if they struggle, the narrative is going to be that Cal failed DJ Wagner.
Oh, 100%.
That Cal failed him.
Yeah, and there's 100%, like, all the, I don't know 100%. How much pressure do you divvy up between John Calipari and the players? Because the players are now going to be stuck in the situation where they're going to be asked to don't get hurt, don't get into foul trouble, and win basketball games and take us to the Final Four.
Even though they've had injury issues.
Year after year.
That's all they've had is injury issues, Strebel.
Yeah, they 100%.
Yeah.
Case of Walls didn't play large parts of the season.
Listen, when he goes and he gets a guy like Joey Hart, like, it reminds me, I went back, it was the, oh goodness, it was, I was talking to Blank
today. Oh, Blankenbaker.
It was the 2009 and 2010, that was the Cal loss and the Morehead State loss for Rick Pitino.
Yes, yes.
But some of those bridge years, while they failed in the tournament, they, like, like back then, going 20-13, 25-10, being fifth or being third in the Big East at that point, it was seen as a colossal failure. It's just interesting to go back to then and how we talk and how we consume the teams now. But even those teams, like Kyle Kirk's on those teams.
Yeah.
You know, Preston Knowles. I mean, Kyle Kirk is a beloved player. I believe Preston Knowles played way above his weight class.
Especially from what
you thought he was kind of going to be.
Mike Mara.
I think Gary Smith was on one of those teams. Yeah. And early Gorgie Zhang. Jennings on that team. So it's like some guys, like, like, that was right. It was Pitino saying, hey, we got to get to the tournament, try to win a game. It was seen as a bridge year after the Karen Seifer stuff back in 2008. I think it's 2008 after that Michigan State loss. It comes out a few days later.
Yeah.
And it's like, still, they were like, what, 4 or 5 seed in some of those?
They were.
And it's like now, I don't know. I look at Kentucky and I'm like, they're getting bridge year type guys.
Yes.
Like, does that make sense almost?
I think the difference between that and this is, like, there weren't, like you said, like Preston Knowles and Kyle Keurig started and they played above their weight class. Kentucky has guys that are on that weight class that, like, you know, like the freshmen, the 5 stars, you know, are supposed to be that, those types of players. Preston Knowles and them weren't. What you're looking at with Kentucky is, I think Kentucky fans are happy with the raw talent. It's the complementary pieces, and it's not old school Kentucky. It's like, okay, we got all these badass players, these great recruits, all these 5 stars everywhere. Let's go get some more. Let's get some more of those guys. Let's get some more guys in the transfer portal that can play and that can contribute. Now you're just getting filler guys. Cal's never gotten just filler guys. He's never done that. Well, it was always you want to come and compete, come to Kentucky and play against the best and compete and show how you can play. And no one's buying that anymore for whatever reason.
Well, 437-9680. I am like to me, Strebel, getting these kinds of guys on campus, man, that could be really seen as a red flag. I don't know any way to, like, Calipari this year, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Although this is, I would say this is the first show where I'm like, he's not going to do it.
Even
today, I'm like, man, he'll still find a way. You know, he'll still find a way
to get a
Kaluma and get somebody else. And you're like, everything's okay. And he'll get a reclass of a 5-star. And you'll be like, okay. Like, it'll be much easier to talk yourself into it.
Right.
It's the first time I don't really know. And Cal is going to, he's going to paint himself into it. Let me go back. He's not believing, Strebel, in any, or he's whiffing. He's not, the construction of this team it makes zero sense in the way you would build a team.
No, yes.
There are no three-point shooters, especially if Reeves comes back.
Yeah.
There are no shooters.
Right now, as it's constructed, yeah, there are no
shooters.
There
are no shooters.
Yeah.
There's no leader veteran.
No.
There's no stability.
No.
And Kentucky fans aren't going to want to hear about youth and everything else. And it's going to be like I'm just sitting back and I'm saying, with what he has and then the couple guys he has on campus, they don't matter other than to be a joke for me. They don't matter because these guys aren't going to play.
They're not.
We may never see these guys play. They're going to, of course, be overmatched. And I'm like, it's the first time where I'm like, it's sad. Like I have not viewed it that way until now, where I'm like, all the things, it's not even because I don't believe in that there is this new way to build a team. I think it is a short stint because of the COVID extra year. Okay. Mm-hmm. That I think maybe the last year or two, this year, you know, when that runs out, I don't believe that everyone's going to be, I don't believe that last year's Final Four is going to be a blanket statement for college basketball going forward. Okay.
I don't feel
that way. But I also don't feel like this makes any sense either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe Cal has a plan to do something different. If Cal spins it that way, then we're going back young. It's because he has failed. And Cal's going to, he's not going to get any rope in the season on the youth BS.
No, he's
not. Kentucky fans, it will be easy. This show's going on, and they lose a game, and Cal, you know, parades out there for 3 minutes to do a press conference, and the entire time he's bemoaning how he's got to find leaders, how they got to be player driven, how I'm dragging them along, how we're coaching this instead of. I mean, you've heard it all before, they've had guys like that on their team. And to me, it's like deeper, like no one wants to be that leader for Cal.
It's weird.
That's even more stunning to all of this, to where he is left in the most stripped bare spot. I mean, he is a nudist on a clothed beach.
Yeah.
Strebel, he is.
He popped up naked.
All of these things where you'd say, well, you want to build a team. You want shooters. You don't have shooters.
Yeah.
You don't have veteran leadership. Well, I mean, if people believe that, it's not even like a raw talent thing to me. It's not upside. It's not DJ being a pro. It's not Dillingham being a pro. Those guys are going to be pros. That has nothing to do with this conversation.
It's the pieces and how the team fits.
They have raw talent. They have, you know, three guys, whatever, four guys. It could, you know, first round draft picks, lottery guys. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the season. You're trying to go back to the bridge year, but man, those Louisville players are just like, they're beloved. I feel like with Cal, it's going to be the ultimate FU to the fan base, or like, I think you guys are going to look at it and I think everyone's going to know.
I think it'll be early on.
I think everyone's going to know.
Yeah. I don't think.
Don't you feel that way?
Oh,
like, I feel like everyone's going to be like, Kentucky basketball's in trouble. I feel like there's not Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like there's not a seven seed in this team. To me, I feel like they're either good and Cal Swaggy with this
like
young team.
Like a top 4 or 5 seed and then
I mean, the only thing would be, yeah, to get in as a 6 or 7 and they really have matured and they really are a better team.
And they came on late in the season.
And they came on late in the season. I mean, I'll leave those percentages out there that that could happen. I just feel very boom or bust here because it's also because there's no excuse. There's leftover of COVID. There's everything is stripped down bare this season. Mm-hmm. You guys are either going to leave that season ecstatic, okay, and it's going to be memorable, or it's going to be like, yo, it's done.
More
like,
toxic than ever.
Yes, it's going to get that way, and I think people haven't known. And I think after this year, you're going to know.
Yeah. No,
like, you're
I
going to know whether you got this last hurrah, not 6 years, but you get what I'm saying
sure.
with Johnny C, or you're looking at a big-ass contract. You're looking at a fight. You're looking at an ego. You're looking at him and Mitch Barnard. You're starting to look like you're doing Louisville storylines.
No, 100%.
You're doing what Louisville has been doing for a number of years now. You really like. I think after this year, you're going to figure it out. If they go 19-14, they don't play in the NIT. I mean, like, I know it's worst case scenario, but right now, guys, I mean, you got to get players, and I've been waiting for this magic trick. It's the first week of June's almost up.
Yeah,
and we've been waiting for this. This is what Louisville fans did last year. Kentucky sounded just
thing.
A little bit like Louisville fans.
They don't.
Just
they,
a little bit.
100% do.
Just a little bit.
I'm with you. I think we do with the scouring of talent, and then the we missed on this guy. What about this guy? Then this guy's
well, I've
up
heard,
next.
How could he be a 3-star?
Yeah,
he outscored Rob Dillingham.
He scored 27 points per game in overtime elite. Like, well, it's overtime elite. What do you know about overtime elite? How much overtime elite basketball has anyone been watching to really be able to judge what Jordan Burks can do? No, there's a lot of that, and I do think that it'll be early. And if Cal starts losing early next season,
it could just
sink and be terrible. 100%.
Well, Texter brings this up. It's all NIL. I'll tell you who you sound like.
Little fans.
Not gonna like it.
Yeah. No, there's no it's
the last thing I need is to hear Kentucky fans bemoan the UK NIL situation when Oscar Tshiebwe made $4.1 million last year.
Yeah. It's
where Shaden Sharp was driving around and what he was driving when Chris Livingston is doing what he's doing. DJ Wagner and what was it? Bradshaw and Nike stuff. Stop
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. And Bradshaw's got a
roll. Stop it. Jacob Toppin. Nobody in the effing country knows who Jacob Toppin is.
And he's on AT&T.
He's not a top 25 most popular player in the SEC. Well, maybe top.
In the SEC. Not in the nation, but in the SEC.
Texas says, good Lord, we have the number one class. You do. And
that's the problem. The number one class.
You guys don't know. He doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that. That guy is speaking a fact, but he does not believe that that is an intelligent argument.
That should make you feel good.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need is one guy at every position. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's what they have right now. One guy at every position.
But don't complain. Don't complain then. Don't complain if Joey Hart has to play.
if Joey Hart,
you lose to Must Bus. Don't complain.
If Rob Dillingham tweaks a hammy and Joey Hart's got to go in there and all of a sudden he's starting games for us. No, that's not okay. It's not okay.
Cal's left himself. It's like, now injuries aren't an excuse when you have no team.
Yeah, you can't complain about it if you don't have anybody to fill in those
spots. DJ Wagner breaks
his
leg, understandable. You have a full team. You're like, we're going to gut it through. We got some guys that are going to step up. I don't know. Maybe they'll sell a Dufiero, who could be good. Or could he do 34% that he did last year?
Or that's the other side of it. Yeah, absolutely. It's an absolute mess, Andy. And it's I'm like you. I was waiting for it. But when I read that Arthur Kaluma is not even, like, taking a visit to Kentucky – and that he quote may take a visit. I mean, it was done. It was absolutely done. And I don't know what happened.
Texas says Cal's new motto: aluminum sharpens iron. Texter JJ Trainer, 3-time more points per game than Fiero, and both coming off the bench.
Okay, take your victory lap with JJ.
Texter says Kentucky's winning 15 games. Texter says Sweeney, you're a troll.
It's not a troll job to talk about the situation the way the situation is. When they don't have players, they don't have players. That's not Andy's fault. That's not my fault. That's John Calipari's
fault. All right, here's
fault.
Another. We were told by James this one has Issel
okay,
in it.
Issel in.
Texture. That sounds like Plan F. It's worth noting, like we bring it up, that we bring up these players and then we moved away from the conversation within a minute. Like there's just no excitement about whatever plan B is.
They're not worth. Yeah, they're not worth more than a minute.
Oh,
I mean, these are two 3-star prospects. But one guy, what's the other? Not Joey, but the other
Jordan
guy's
Burks
name?
From Florida.
Burks, yeah.
The only thing I'll say about Jordan Burks, I get it. That part I understand. He was still the leading scorer of Overtime Elite last year, and so there's at least with him, at least there's something. I get it. He's an Ole Miss guy. He's ranked in the hundreds. I understand that. Another text about
170th in the 170s.
Oh.
You're going to get excited and talk
I'm
a
not
long
excited.
Time about a guy that's in 170?
Excitement's a different thing. Getting bodies to fill in to be in practice and a guy that can, I don't know. How important was practice when you played for Coach Rob?
Oh.
Well, it was very important.
Okay.
How important
Burks,
was
yeah.
Florida.
Burks.
Burks.
Burks. Burks.
Hey, Louis Burks. How?
Burks.
How important was practice under Coach Rupp?
He hated it.
He did. Oh, he absolutely did.
Yeah, they're not worth more than a minute.
Oh,
imagine. I mean, these are 2 3-star prizes. But one guy.
Send that to Cal.
Joey Hart's family.
Is that?
What's Louisville? We heard KSR. We heard what Ryan Lemon said. What's Dennis left to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, they're not worth more than a minute.
Oh, that's a crusher, man. Oh.
I've been a Kentucky fan my entire life. I can't wait to suit up for BBN.
Yeah, they're not worth more than a minute.
Joey Hart's. Burks. Joey Hart's dad Burks. Did an interview with Cats Illustrated, Burks. Andy. I just wanted you to
who
know
did?
That. Joey Hart's dad.
Larry Vaught did one with Jerry and Joey Hart's mom.
Yeah.
I hope she's alive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry he was there.
He interviews moms.
Yeah.
And sisters.
Burks.
This is my new favorite sound.
Burks.
He does say Burks.
Burks. Burks.
Dan doesn't want to know their names. It's the last thing Dan wants to know. They're not worth a minute.
Dan Issel's having to do this. From the weed capital of the world.
This is what
he's having to talk about. What's the guy's name? Is it Jordan?
Jordan Burks. Old Jordan. Yeah, Jordan Burks from Overtime Elite. This is what Dan
Burks,
is.
Burks, Burks, Burks.
Oh, I'm going to do this all day. What else we got to do
nothing.
Today?
Burks, 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 Burks.
How about the live tour in the PGA? We do that. Call if Locke's non-compete will let him, we can call him and get his
dude, I
his
totally
opinions.
Agree with this on the Saudis. Like, boy, the PGA came around. Like, well, you know.
Hey, guys.
It was like the college football playoff. It was like, well, you know, we let a bunch of other teams in. We're going to play a bunch of other games and make a bunch of other money.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at the Saudis in.
Rory's like, I could have had some of that money and still put on the PGA. God. No,
Rory. Tiger was offered at least $700
dude,
million.
He was offered, like, the most out of anybody.
Dude, and they propped up 9/11 families. I mean, just the PGA. The PGA, just, like, somehow outdid the Live. They outdid them.
They did.
They outdid them.
They
my God, we're going to be the worst.
They outlived the Live Tour.
They outlived the Live Tour.
The PGA. That's your tour, Locke. That's your tour, Ty Spalding. You hear me?
Yeah,
those
you hear
bums,
me, Spalding?
Those PGA
you
bums.
Hear me, Spalding?
They sold out to the Saudis. How about that?
Burks, 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 Burks.
The Sheiks are running the PGA now. What do you think about that? It ain't old man Joe at the Masters. It's not him. It's a prince in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, it is.
That's who's running the PGA. You bums, you sellouts.
Texas says they don't know. They don't want 3 stars because they know Cal can't coach them up. 100%.
Yeah, well,
1,000. There's no reason for Joey Hart to be on the team.
No, none. Him or Jordan Burks. There's no reason for them to be on the team. They shouldn't be.
Cal's there's
not,
no reason.
He's not going to play them. They're not going to
not.
Play. They're going to sit there and watch as Cal plays 6 people. He's going to play 6 guys. Because I'm counting one of them's hurt. That's what I'm saying. Instead of 7, I'm saying 6, and I'm going to count somebody being hurt already. That's what's
going to
happen.
Texas says rig the filler guys don't stay around. Livingston, EJ, Cameron, Fletcher.
If Livingston wasn't a filler guy.
Well, I mean,
he started.
EJ was around for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cameron Fletcher. No offense to him, can't play.
He can't play. I mean, he can't play at Florida State.
Yeah, no. I mean, did he got injured? I mean, he hadn't done much at all.
Well, he wasn't injured last year.
And then Chris Livingston was 6-7 points a game,
and he started every game.
I agree on Livingston, but we already know why.
Yeah, and he wasn't a filler guy. I mean, Livingston was.
Well, he should have been a star.
He should have been, but you know, he wasn't like. EJ wasn't supposed to be a filler guy either. He was a five-star. He's like number three in the country. So that text doesn't make any sense. Burks, like, you don't remember how these guys were ranked or rated? Like, what are you talking? They weren't filler guys. They're supposed to be starters. That's the difference. They weren't three stars like these guys are. What a terrible text.
Did you just settle down? Who cares?
I know.
I don't know what the guy even said. I'm editing stuff on the fly.
He was calling EJ
Burks.
He's calling them filler guys that were supposed to be developed, and I'm like, they weren't viewed as filler guys.
Well, I mean, Livingston doesn't want to stay because he doesn't think he's going to be developed. I mean, there is some validity to that, don't you think?
I don't think it's because he doesn't think he's going to be developed. I think it's Clutch hates. No, you know my theory on that. Chris Livingston wasn't very good last year. He wasn't really supposed to be, and Cal got thrown under the bus by Clutch.
Yeah.
That's my theory on that.
I don't disagree with that. That could be fine.
Yeah, I don't think he left because he didn't think he was going to be developed. I mean, if he thought he was, he wasn't ready for the NBA and he wanted to be developed, he would have stayed in college.
You're plummeting out of top 25s, though. You have seen that, I assume, right?
Like, yeah, they're still in the top 25, but
in a couple of months,
it's preseason.
Goodman may have kept you in the top 25.
He kept them at 25.
Oh, in fact, tonight, 8 o'clock tonight. Rob Doster will have his top 25. He will unveil that.
Oh, there we go.
On Field of 68. He's got a picture of the white dude at Creighton, who I don't think is very good, the big tall dude.
Shireman?
Zach Edey. Now the other guy, Zach Edey.
Oh,
and look at Hunter
Dickinson,
that Kansas jersey.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh. It's Cal's fault for not getting him. I blame Cal.
You should.
He could have had him. I think if he would have given Hunter Dickinson an X amount and said, hey, this is what I'm going to pay you, he would have been there.
Okay, do you believe that?
I do believe that. Yes, I do.
You believe Cal's effing up when it comes to NIL?
I think
I'm just because I don't know, and I know this is – the problem is, Strebel, if it's valid, I feel like that's what Kentucky fans are pivoting to, which we've seen other local schools do.
Well, here's what I think. It's not that they don't have the money. I think they do have. I think it's Cal's presentation of it. And he's like Kenny Payne in this respect. He is. He's gone on record.
Kenny Payne last year.
Yeah, Kenny Payne last year. Not this
year.
Not Kenny Payne this year.
Yeah. He realized what he needed to do.
I think when it comes to grad transfers, they want a figure. They say, what do you want for transfers, period?
Why would that be a problem?
Calipari said he doesn't do things like that.
Right.
He says that he'll present.
DJ got promised nothing. Right.
Well,
that's why a Nike commercial before he committed.
Well,
that's why he got a car immediately.
Okay.
Right.
No.
But, I am agreeing with you.
Okay, but
what I'm saying is Cal's full of it. What I'm saying is there is a level here.
Agreed. Of hypocrisy on Cal's side.
And that's how you get Jordan Burks and Joey Hart.
No, you're right. No, okay. No, we are in agreement because DJ's got the damn deals.
Oh, stop. But they all do.
They all get deals. But then you had the Antonio. You weren't on here when David Sitz was talking about what Antonio Reeves made at Kentucky. He flat out said,
what'd he say?
He said that while Oscar's making 7 figures, Livingston, Case and Wallace are making 6 figures, that Antonio Reeves was making 5 figures. He wasn't happy about it. And that's the number one reason why
I don't blame him.
He's doing this thing right now to where
he should want more.
No, and that's his ultimatum. Like, hey, I want more. I was the second leading scorer on your team.
Yeah. Put Joey Hart on your team.
I'll probably be the number one leading scorer on your team. At least for earlier in the season.
Antonio Reeves has what I believe to be leverage.
His market value is as high as it'll ever be.
Never will be higher.
I agree with you right now, but
he's got one more year. He's done. He'll go, play overseas or do whatever he wants to do.
Sis said, I mean, he flat out said he made 5 figures and wasn't happy about it.
He should try to make whatever he thinks he's worth. $100,000, $200,000.
Yes. And I think
$150,000.
Cal wants to play ball with the high profile 5-star guys. He'll set those deals up or whatever. When it comes to like these, he doesn't. The problem is that I don't think Cal respects dudes in the transfer portal. I don't think he does.
They don't respect him.
Yeah, they don't. I think that's being reciprocated. I think the word is out. This is how John Calipari deals with us. This is how he deals with transfer portal, and people are fleeing, and they're not even entertaining it.
Burks.
Texas says, those battles between Reed and Joey in practice.
Reed Shepard's better than Joey Hart. Let's not, he's a very much higher caliber player.
Texas says, Rig is clutch the reason AD never visits or hypes UK.
What?
I don't know, man.
Anthony Davis?
Spurks.
Okay, that's the. It's a, we're going to an age old Anthony Davis debate. What the hell's that?
We're not, because I don't.
I don't either.
We're
but
not.
I mean,
we'll pivot and move on.
What a terrible text. Another terrible text. A lot of terrible text today.
437-9680. It's a terrible text Tuesday. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. We'll do it next on ESPN 680.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're going to bend the damn knee today.
No, probably.
In my dining room, you're going to bend the knee.
And James Strebel.
I'll probably explode.
Okay.
Of anger.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Run that into the ground, I have a feeling.
He sounds so old when he says
So there we go. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Reminder, bonus hour after us, Reds baseball coming up.
Yeah, they won last night.
Can fade the music a little bit
there. I did see that. Will.
It's okay.
Thank you, Will.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to break our interns in at the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes.
The power hour.
He's done a good job
so far.
That's what
we do. He's doing a great job.
He really is. Absolutely.
Doing a great job. All right, so this baby Gronk, it's a 10-year-old, Strebel.
Okay, so what's going on?
Ants, help me here. Apparently, the dad's pushing this. He's like a TikTok star. He's like a big kid.
Okay.
So
the dad's
now all these schools are having him in for a visit.
At 10 years old?
Yeah, Kentucky and Louisville both did it. Like, Missouri did it, LSU did it, maybe Jackson State, a few others.
So it's basically
It's an intention ploy.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't find anything fun with it. I don't like it. Am I missing something with this story?
Because that's
where I'm at right now.
I purposely stayed away from it because, you know, you said you were going to bring it up and everything, but I did when I was on Twitter during the show. It was trending, and I didn't click on it because I wanted to hear your – but yeah,
he's
there
a lot
is.
Bigger I'm than looking. Others. Yeah, he's like 4'9". Yeah.
He is a big – I mean, he's a big kid. I get the kid
307
credit.
Followers on Instagram. They called him Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk.
And now Kentucky and Louisville have had him in. He's got a top eight and everything. It's it's a whole thing.
See, this is what I have a problem with. It's like this is for the dad. Like, this is him.
But the kid's having a lot of fun.
He is having a lot of fun. But
the kid's having a lot of fun.
He's having a lot of fun, but this is for the dad. He is putting his kid on this platform because he's going to soak in the visits to Louisville and Kentucky and other football places, and he's the one running the account and everything. No, this is totally a vanity ploy by the father. Brady Gronk might be having fun, and it would be cool. Like, when you were 10 years old, wouldn't it be fun?
Would you do this?
With my kids?
Yeah.
No.
How old's Viper?
He's 9.
Okay, and he's the baseball player, so we're getting close to this.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he is seen, if he becomes viral in one of these tournaments?
It won't be me, like, making him viral.
Okay, what if somebody else does that?
Someone else does that.
Okay, and he starts it, and then, you know, people are like, hey, you know, we want to, you know, baby Cy.
Yeah.
A little Cy Young. So it's like Tim Sullivan hosting radio.
Maybe Baby Judge. Would be,
yeah. Like, he's going on the IL, by the way.
Oh, is he?
For the second time.
It's just June. It's just June. It's okay.
I don't know. I saw Louisville did it, and I was like, I think Kentucky did it, and I was like, yeah, this is. I'm not on board on this. I don't know. Like, what should my take here be? Like, I don't know. Something wrong that I should know?
I don't like it. Here's the thing. Here's the problem that I see, and this is, I feel the same way with my kid. if one of my three were like really, really good and doing stuff like this, okay, I'd be like, you don't want this to be the pinnacle. You don't want to hit your high watermark when you're 10 years old. You'd rather do it when you're older, like in college or eventually a pro. Like, what if this is all he gets and he goes back, he doesn't grow anymore, and he stinks, and then he has self-confidence issues, and it's like, wow, I had all that attention, and now it's all gone. Like, you gotta hold off on that. When they're 10 years old, it's a little much. I mean, I understand the fun, but the mentality of a 10-year-old versus the mentality of like a 22-year-old, very different.
Listen to these four texts, 437-9680 UPS jobs text line in a row, Strebel.
Okay.
Cruz gets his first start tonight. Let's go, Reds.
Okay, I did see him be called up.
Number two, UK will represent America this summer worse than Falling Joe. Number three, Joey Hart is taller, longer, and more athletic than Reed Sheppard.
Oh, stop it. That's disgusting.
Four, I'm wondering if Diener blocked me. No. Although I will click on you here in a second. Number five, just saw ants at Thorns buying vape stuff.
Number one, I know. Out of all those texts, I know that's the least true out of all of them. Like, I can never see Jason Entz vaping. He's allergic. If he vapes one time, his lung will collapse.
I disagree with you. I could see him vape.
No, absolutely not.
I could see him vape, actually.
I cannot see him vape.
No. I 100% could.
He has a fundamental issue with vaping. I guarantee he does. There's a problem with vaping.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, at some point, I would not be stunned.
If he walked into Dave and Buster's.
Entz moves away to Dallas. I mean, like, he's back in town.
He's hitting the vape.
To hang out, and it's like, hey, and it's just like he starts vaping.
All I'd be of a sudden, like, whoa, hey.
I mean, Ed's always said how he would never buy Apple products, and then literally went and bought every Apple product.
That's a good point. Now, would it be like a nicotine vape or like a Delta 9 vape? Like, what kind of vape is Ed's we're going to work with here? What are we doing?
Ed's is sending this stuff, I guess.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now I'll have to read this, Ed's. I'll have to read
who
this.
Who the heck is... Okay, I don't want to read
the baby
this...
Gronk stuff.
Oh, okay.
The dad doing what you're saying.
Okay,
that's
what I think's going on. Yeah, I didn't know what that Twitter handle was. Tahoka Trinico.
Burks.
It's Texas, your food's on baby.
Again, that's Issel saying Jordan Burks. That's what it is.
It is, but it's still funny.
We also talked in hour number one, the only three guys that we could come up with that are still all in for John Calipari: J.D. Shelburne, Daryl Bird, Birdman, and a young man that I do not know. He's a podcaster.
He's a super nice guy.
Religiously Kentucky.
Jay Hayes. Yes, those are the three.
That's what I bring you for the Power Hour. Those are the three things.
Still riding with Cal.
Hayes. Daryl Bird, J.D. Shelburne.
Yeah, that's the list. I mean,
if
the text line can come with anybody else that you think is still riding with Cal and BB in land, you let us know. You throw another name out there because it's not Vaught. I know that.
Well, I wanted to ask you this too: 437-9680. Then, of course, we'll get to the Live Tour. And I'm saying that hopefully we don't get to the Live Tour.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jack the Golden Bear has flipped a little bit on it too.
Oh, really?
He was anti-Live.
Now all of a sudden he's like, well, this isn't so bad.
It's not so bad around here.
I don't mind it that much.
What was I going to talk about? Oh, I wrote this down during the show. Well, you were doing one of your rants.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going off on something.
Kentucky fans are not happy. And I don't think this will ever happen, but it might. He's done it before, but what if he doesn't do it so subtly? What if Cal blames BBN?
Oh, Andy. You're right. Look. He blamed BBN for just about everything last year.
He walked to the edge last year. He walked to that edge.
You know, that's why I tell him to stay off social media. They're hearing this, that,
well,
and the other.
He is not doing media, and I will even say with some of the Matt Jones stuff.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Well, why would they want to come here? when this is the kind of criticism they're going to get. They see the stuff online. These kids, Andy, they're on their phones all the time. Yep. I had to take Jacob Toppin's phone from him.
I mean, that was the entire discussion last year.
No, the onus is on
February.
Yeah,
mid February they started on road games. It started with, oh goodness, did they go on the road and beat Arkansas?
Later in the season. They went on the road.
They beat somebody on the road.
Tennessee,
maybe Mississippi State or Tennessee. It was one of them. They got one of those quad one wins, and they did the whole. I mean, he was doing this is high school stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, deal with it. Tournaments with your kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. We'll make sure on the tournament they own their phones out all night. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about 21-year-olds.
Exactly.
18-year-olds.
And Oscar Sheway is a 23-year-old.
23-year-olds having to collect their phones
like their children. No, I could totally. And no, he can blame BBN all he wants.
But I'm just saying, what if he does? It's not out of the question.
No, you're right. It actually, that might be play number two or number three behind Bryce Young. I'm serious. I think that'll be his number one card. That if they stink and they're losing and they're not good, number one will be Bryce Young. Number two or number three is going to be, it's your fault. It's the fans' fault. 100%. You're right on that.
Texas says per 24/7, Reed Sheppard's now ranked 74th.
The final rankings came out a while ago. Reed Sheppard, he's a McDonald's All-American. He was really good. You can woof all you want about Reed Sheppard. He's a good basketball player. You're not a good basketball player you're not bad if you make McDonald's All-American games. And he played well.
It was a pity one.
It was not pity. He's not pity. No, he's a good basketball player. He's really good.
Oh, what a stupid thing.
Was it
again,
pity?
Your guy Mbako got embarrassed by Reed Sheppard and his team.
Did he? Well,
he did. Yes, he did.
He was coming off an ankle injury.
Oh, that would have. Okay, I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Kind of like Aaron Bradshaw's mysterious injury, which I saw more pictures of Bradshaw today.
Is he playing or walking?
He was on one of Cal's camps, and again, he's wearing regular tennis shoes.
Yep.
There was not a boot. There was not a brace. There was nothing on his feet. Nothing on his feet whatsoever. I'm almost done with this. This injury, it's nonsense.
You can be done with it.
It's nonsense. It's non-existent.
No, that's partially what we all thought anyway.
Yeah,
it would be clutch.
It's a false
stuff.
It's a false rumor.
Well,
it's
good.
Nonsense.
And that would be a very good thing.
If it pops up later, then the conspiracy's on. Then let's go. We'll talk about it. But I've seen multiple videos now.
You're good to go.
I saw pictures today.
You're sold.
I'm sold. There's nothing wrong with his foot.
Texas says Richie Farmar stands with Cal. Texas says Cal's lost his mojo. James, James cut sound here. Do we want to play it? So apparently today, it's Diener and Blank arguing about traffic.
Yes, I want to hear this.
So, 100%. I mean, it's an 8-minute conversation. It's like 45 seconds. I'm saying it was an 8-minute conversation. I'm saying cut 44 seconds. Yeah.
All right. Once it happens to you, you're going to think about this differently.
Okay.
So you're a civil engineer. That's good to know.
I'm co-hosting with a civil engineer.
Fantastic.
Five times. I've said it, but
and we don't need to study traffic.
Every time you build something, you don't need to analyze traffic.
What?
No. You don't.
Don't. Okay. All right.
You don't.
Blankenbaker's got all the answers. He saw 60 Minutes. You're just saying you don't even need to look at it. Like, you don't even want to analyze it.
No,
like,
I'm not saying you don't need to analyze it ever. I'm saying.
Yes, you are. That's exactly what you just said.
I said when you build a big building, a massive facility, you need to look at it. When you build something that's simple.
So Topgolf isn't a big building?
It's not.
Oh my gosh.
It's outdoor.
Let's go to break. Goodbye.
There are not that
Goodbye.
Many people.
Go to
it's
break.
Not.
Go to break.
Oh, there goes the headset. Yes! I needed that.
I think the headset being thrown down by Diener is the best sound in radio.
Go to break.
Wow!
Go to break.
He wasn't just setting them down. He threw those.
Yes, he
did. That headset, man. That's fantastic.
Let's see some other marks I got here.
Something you don't need to analyze traffic.
Study traffic
every
ever.
Time you build something, you don't need to analyze traffic.
Right there, right there.
That's what Diener
had.
Tell
me this is not. Tell me when I feed you sound that this is not steak. This is surf and turf.
Filet mignon.
Every time you build something, you don't need to analyze traffic.
That's when Diener knew he was going like he's beheaded.
Yeah,
he's that Blank's going to be unmovable.
I'm not saying you don't need to.
Ridiculous.
I'm not saying you don't.
How many times a week do you feel like that with me?
Well, I just know there's some things you're not going to move
on. No.
There's very, very few that actually make me
that
mad.
That make you mad. Yeah, make me mad. Most of the stuff that we do is, like, all in good fun, and, like, we laugh. But, like, Diener actually, like, he was angry at the end of that.
Oh, Diener's totally right to be angry.
He is. Because
Blank was talking out of his bleep.
The beauty of that is
it's an eight-minute conversation.
I can't believe they spent 8 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. God knows how many texts Diener got.
Oh, from like
from Furniture John.
Oh yeah,
I may have texted him.
Sure,
I bet Birdhead Ryan. I bet for eight
oh,
minutes.
Birdhead
for
blowing eight, his phone up.
For 8 minutes, his phone's going off.
It's like, make him stop.
Blank is saying when you build stuff, you don't need to worry about the effect to the traffic.
Yeah.
That's not something that people would do. And then would not move off. He knew he was wrong. He's dug in.
He doesn't care.
And then he pulls the no, you're stupid. I know what I'm talking about.
I know what
about.
I'm talking about. I'm Mark Blankenbaker, baby. I know when you build Top Golf that you don't have to worry about the traffic or you put up a building or a bridge or you do any type of construction. You don't have to worry about the traffic. You don't have to analyze it. No, I understand it. I totally get where Diener's coming from because Mark Blankenbaker does have, and this is why, you know, we love him, he does have a little bit of a Mr. Know-It-All complex. He's an expert in everything. Yeah. He's Dr. Blankenbaker. He's a PhD in everything, baby.
He was talking with Stephen Herron about Cover 2. Dude, he went from civil engineering to Cover 2?
To defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're gonna, so when you throw a Cover 2 when you see this type of package come out on the field, coach? Is that what's going on?
Did Satterfield have Blank in practice?
Yes.
I need to know.
Yes,
he was talking about Cover 2 like he was Keyshawn Johnson.
He was out there.
He was Dan Orlovsky.
He was out there with Satterfield.
Every time you build something, you don't need to analyze traffic.
Every time you build something, you don't. I want that on my tombstone.
Texas says Sam Williamson and VJ King were McDonald's All-Americans.
Oh, good point.
Elbow Sam was.
No, that's a good look. That's a good comeback by the texter. That's a great comeback. Elbow Sam was McDonald's All-American.
Texas says Larry Bird played at a small school, Indiana. Joey Hart will be an All-American.
Stop it. Stop the Joey Hart. Andy, I'm getting Joey Hart. I got Blankenbaker talking traffic, and I'm getting Joey Hart. I'd rather listen to Blankenbaker talk traffic than talk about Joey Hart. That's where I am right now. I'd rather
every time you build something, you don't need to analyze traffic.
I'd rather listen to the entire 8 minute conversation.
Go back. You can get that podcast.
I'm
going to
go to that podcast, that Diener Show podcast. Listen to Blankenbaker.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bob yesterday retweeted a podcast from like 4 weeks ago, like a random one. A random one from May.
Yeah, yeah. What was going on in May? I don't even know. Derby is a Derby podcast.
Post-Derby. Of course, Nick didn't watch
Nick lied about.
Where Nick lied about not watching the Derby.
I don't need
the
to
sporting
see.
Event, the fastest 2 minutes of sports.
I don't need to see the whole thing.
I don't need to see it.
I don't need to
see it. I'll figure it out.
I saw the end. I saw.
James, who won the Kentucky Derby? Yeah, there it is.
I remember it. It was just a long time ago.
Rich Strike.
Oh. Texas says, I texted Diener this morning. I could only take 4 minutes of it. I literally turned him off. Annoying AF.
Why would you turn? That's the good stuff, baby. That's what you turn that up. You don't turn it off.
Yeah, you turn it up.
Yeah, you turn up Mark Blankenbaker.
That's the good stuff.
And Drew Diener arguing about traffic. 100%. You don't turn the station on that.
Oh, they went back to Top Golf, to the complaints with the Top Golf people.
Oh, yeah.
And they pivoted to many different discussions.
Has Blankenbaker been to Top Golf? Because it doesn't sound like he's ever seen it.
No, he's been.
Has he been? Okay.
I think so, yeah. I'm sure he has.
He acted like he didn't.
He's Blank. Of course he's been.
Okay, yeah. He probably got a throne.
Of course he's been. If you've been, he's been.
There's a throne for Blankenbaker.
There better be.
Yes. The Blankenbaker
throne. There should have been. Why would there not be?
I agree.
Give him the best doc in the house.
The best doc in the house. Food's on us. Brews are on us. Let's go, Blank.
How about that? All right. We got to get – well, we have about 2 minutes left here.
All right. We're gonna do for 2 minutes.
Talk about the live tour. Listen, it is.
I'm ready.
the PGA people, it is the best throwing stones in a glass house
that they've done?
Ever.
That anyone's ever done.
Just ever.
Yeah.
Just ever.
Absolutely. No.
Just absolutely ever. So I don't know if the LIV Tour won. I know if I were a player and not even, everyone's like, wow, you know, Tiger could have made $700 million or, you know, whatever, or the embarrassment of somebody like Rory McIlroy or some of the LIV guys, or that's fine. Those are conversations, but it's the mid-level guy. It's the mid-level guy who went over there, like the Pat Perez's. It's the mid-level guy that, to me, won in this entire LIV thing.
Oh,
and
got all the money.
And on top of it, and there will be few that will pull receipts. I might be wrong. I mean, but this is very much one of those things where the PGA crowd also crushed the NBA over China. And that's also really funny.
It's really funny. How do you think of
that? Here they are. I mean, the PGA propped up 9/11 families.
Dude,
I mean, they very much made it a, hey, these are the Saudis. Let's remember 9/11. They're the bad guys. And now all these players need to be seen that way. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, you know, we were talking back and forth with Locke. You know, in this lawsuit, who knows what dirty laundry was going to be brought up. And so you take the PR hit, you make Rory McIlroy feel sad about himself, and you don't get all that dirty laundry that ends up becoming the story.
Yeah, aired out in front of
everybody. So there's 2 minutes, but it's the most, hey, I'm throwing stones and I live in a glass house as humanly possible.
Yeah.
As I mean, when the PGA went, I mean, they led the charge in the PR that these guys are bad, they're evil. They're the Saudis. 9/11. I mean, they went
they
all
took
the way.
Moral high ground.
No, they went
yes,
all.
They, did.
they went holier than thou to the absolute top.
Yep.
And you know, maybe that's the reason they say, all right, let's scale back and let's figure out a way. But you know, I don't know. I mean, I've seen everything from the PGA can absolutely swing this, that this is a good thing, to the LIV Tour won, and I mean, it's out there.
I just know all of it. All I know is Rory lost. That's all I care about.
That's all. And Locke lost.
And Locke lost. Locke
because
and Rory lost. Yes, exactly. Because Rory lost, Locke lost. That's all I care about. I don't care about the rest of it. I just know that Rory's sad and Locke is sad. And that's
enough for
that's
you.
That's a smile for me.
Well, there you go. bonus hour and then Reds baseball coming up next here on ESPN 680.